Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. While the definition of a small business may vary by industry, the 2018 Small Business Profile, produced by the SBA Office of Advocacy, reports that the majority of small businesses have fewer than 100 employees. For small business owners, it is important to understand the various aspects that make up the human resources landscape to effectively manage their workforce in compliance with federal and state rules and regulations. As the business owner, sometimes it is your responsibility to take on the role of human resources manager. A well-structured human resources process is crucial to attracting and retaining good employees. Think about it. Human resources is the function within a business that's responsible for the people stuff. It encompasses a broad array of disciplines from recruiting to compensation. In short, the HR staff ensures your workers are hired, paid, and productive. Choosing to embrace HR at your company can maximize business performance, improving both customer satisfaction and profitability. Although there are a number of important HR tasks to ensure smooth sailing, Susan Post, East Divisional Director of the Society of Human Resource Management, SHRM, lists these top tasks to prioritize as you start or run your small business. Employee paperwork. Employee handbook. Required posters. Hiring process, employee development and training, employee recognition, and employee benefits. In many large businesses, human resources handles all of the hiring and people processing. In these same large businesses, the payment of wages is handled by the payroll department. When it comes to small businesses, these two functions are usually handled by HR. So, what I would like to do is go over the top tasks that Susan Post indicated and explain why they are important to any business. First was employee paperwork. Exactly what does that entail? Once a business hires its first employee, it takes on responsibilities as an employer. For example, the business must report new hires to the state and is required to classify employees correctly, exempt versus non-exempt. The business must also process payroll taxes, providing W-2s to employees at year-end. HR experts understand the why and how of each of these requirements. Welcoming a new employee to the workplace requires more than assigning them to a place to sit and showing them what to do. The government expects the business to verify their right to work in the United States and gather information for the IRS. The importance of HR management in this process is that it goes well beyond the paperwork alone. HR employees add value by welcoming new hires, increasing the chance that they will stay and be productive on the job. Some small businesses may overlook the importance of human resource management on simple tasks, such as setting up secure filing systems to manage employee data. It's the HR team who's aware of which payroll records need to be kept and for how long. HR experts also ensure compliance with confidentiality laws like the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, that requires the business to secure any employee medical data, such as a Family and Medical Leave Act, FMLA, request for time off to recover after surgery. While on-the-job training may cause line supervisors to question why human resources is important, it's the timing and coordination of the onboarding and training that makes the HR team valuable. As the business scales up, HR staff becomes the keeper of institutional wisdom, culture, and values. They help new hires get off to a good start consistently. Now on to the employee handbook. Why is this document important? The focus of the HR management function is on consistency and information sharing to reduce organizational conflict or labor law violations. HR staffers create process and procedures tools to support the business's operation, like policies on paid leave and calling in sick. Most HR experts compile these documents into an employee handbook to be read and acknowledged by each team member annually and upon hire. That keeps everyone on the same page. So what exactly is an employee handbook? An employee handbook is typically 10 to 20 pages long. It outlines basic information, including expectations for employees and company policies and procedures. It should be detailed enough that employees understand what is expected of them, but not so lengthy that they are too overwhelmed to read it. The business can use an employee handbook template to start their handbook, but it should customize it to fit the organization. The level of detail will depend on the company, but in general, the employee handbook should cover the following topics: company culture, the company's history, vision, mission statement, etc. Company policies, the code of conduct, employment contracts, terms of employment, hours, dress code, harassment and discrimination, disciplinary action, rights, resignation, termination, etc. And employee benefits, paid time off, sick leave, compensation, holidays, worker compensation, professional development, etc. Since your employee handbook should be tailored to address the needs of your business, consult a lawyer when writing your employee handbook. Choose a lawyer who is familiar with their industry as well as the labor and employment law. Your employee handbook is a living document and should be updated regularly. Due to constantly changing and evolving labor and employment laws, it is critical that a labor and employment lawyer, not a general practitioner, review your handbook at least once a year and preferably twice a year. It is also important for the labor and employment lawyer to review the handbook for language, conflicting or confusing language, or possible legal issues, and to revise it regularly and as needed. Next on Susan Post's list is required posters. What is meant by required posters? As a small business owner, there are many legal requirements that you cannot afford to overlook, some of which may be more obvious than others. One which may not come immediately to mind is accurately displaying the employee posters that apply to your business. The U.S. Department of Labor, the DOL, requires that certain notices, by the way of posters, be provided to employees in the workplace. Posting requirements vary from one statute to the next. Not every company is covered by every statute, meaning that your business may not be required to display a specific poster. There are many types of workplace posters, all of which have a special purpose. Some of the most commonly required posters include the following: employee rights under the Fair Labor Standards Act poster, the FLSA or minimum wage. The FLSA establishes minimum wage, overtime pay, record keeping, and youth employment standards for employees who work in the private sector along with federal, state, and local governments. There's the Job Safety and Health. It's the law poster, the Occupational Safety and Health Act, OSHA. It informs workers of their rights under the Occupational Safety and Health Act. There's the Employee Rights and Responsibilities under the Family and Medical Leave Act, FMLA. This informs workers about the rights they have under the Family and Medical Leave Act. Under this act, eligible employees who work at a covered employer can take up to 12 weeks of unpaid job-protected leave in a 12-month period for reasons such as childbirth, adoption, or sick family member. It is the Equal Employment Opportunity is the Law poster, the EEO. It informs workers about the federal laws in place that prohibit job description based on race, color, sex, national origin, religion, age, equal pay, disability, or generic information. There's the Pay Transparency Non-Discrimination poster. This informs workers that they are not allowed to be terminated for inquiring about compensation. There's the Employee Rights for Workers with Disabilities Paid at Special Minimum Wages poster. This informs workers of the rights they are entitled to in the workplace if they have a disability. There's the Employee Polygraph Protection Act notice, the EPPA. This informs employees that most private employers are prohibited from using lie detector tests either for pre-employment screening or during the course of employment. Then there's the Rights Under the USERRA notice poster. This informs workers of their rights to leave employment positions to undertake military service or certain types of service in the National Disaster Medical System. This poster also notifies employees that employers are prohibited from discriminating against past and present members of the uniformed services and applicants to the uniformed services. Although you may not be required to display all of these posters, you must review the requirements associated with each one to ensure that you're in compliance. The DOL offers a tool to help small businesses understand if they are in compliance with poster regulations. the eLaws Poster Advisor helps employers determine which posters they are required to display at their place of business. This tool is very user-friendly. All you have to do is follow the prompts on the screen, which will ask questions such as, do you already know which of the posters federal laws administered by the Department of Labor apply to your organization? What best describes the nature of your business or organization? Once you know which posters are required to be displayed, you can then download and print them directly from the advisor website. Then there is the possibility of a change to state or local laws. Your HR professional is the one who will review official compliance documents and may attend HR meetings to learn about new rules and regulations affecting your workforce. Did your town or state adopt a rule for no texting while driving? Does that mean you need to change your internal communications policy? Has your state recently mandated paid sick leave, as many have? Is your local minimum wage higher, which has happened in some cities, than the state or federal minimum wage? Now it's on to the hiring process. Human resources is the front line of your business when it comes to sourcing talent. They know where to post jobs to get the best candidates. They have experience using job boards and recruiting software to fast-track your hiring process. They also understand what information should and shouldn't be collected on a job application form to avoid potential lawsuits. Best of all, they know what questions to ask a candidate to separate the talkers from the doers. One of the reasons why human resources is important is that a small business owner may not have the time to go out and recruit staff. HR practitioners understand the challenges of needing to balance finding the most qualified candidates with the owner's desire to fill the position quickly. They use tools ranging from job boards to social media. They seek candidates based on solid job descriptions and ads that target the exact type of talent you're seeking. Most HR recruiters have a sixth sense for identifying and weeding out unqualified job seekers. They're also less likely to assess a candidate by gut than by data. They use tools like resume scanners, pre-employment tests, background checks, and personality assessments to assure that job candidates and, ultimately, employees are well matched for open job roles. A core part of why human resources is important is that it will help the business owner target the right balance of salary and benefits to entice desired job candidates to join their firm. They know what a job should pay based on skills, experience, and education, as well as the job duties. They even understand regional pay ranges and shift differentials. HR experts also understand the cultural and intangible benefits, like flex time or casual Fridays, that can improve the business's chances of having a candidate accept your job offer. HR reps write the job offers and advise the business owner on the ongoing rates, preventing the business from overpaying for a key resource or having the job offer declined, all while assuring the pay and benefits meet the needs of the worker. That can save the business money as well as reduce the time it takes to fill a critical position. To find the best matched talent and streamline their workflow, HR professionals often use recruiting tools and applicant tracking systems. In order to keep good employees, they need to know that they are valued. That is usually done through development and training, which is the next item on Susan Post's list. In a small business, that is not always easy to do. Here are some suggestions for the small business owner to help develop and train his or her employees. The first place to start is with new employees. Determine what they need to know in order to get up to speed quickly. Some of it is the practical information covered by the employee handbook. How do pay and benefits work? What's the policy for taking vacation? And so on. But an orientation plan will go further than that. Give the new employee a full introduction to the company, its history, what it does, etc. What's the business philosophy? How does the business owner like to do business? Then introduce the people. What's the overall structure of the business, and how will the new employee fit into that? Who are the key employees? Keep it light and just focus on the key people the new people will be interacting with at first. The business exists to serve its customers, so everyone in the company should understand how to do that, and be working towards the goal of doing it more effectively, even if they never deal with a customer directly. Then cover anything specific to the company or the person's role. Does the business use special software that the employee will need to learn? Does the business have special processes that they will need to understand? Any special skills that the person will need to acquire if they don't already have them? A key element to an effective orientation or onboarding program is to run regular surveys of new employees. Catch up with them after a week or two on the job and find out what worked and what didn't. What questions were left unanswered and what problems did they encounter in their early days? Then incorporate that into the future orientation training programs. Getting new employees trained effectively is a good start. Then the business can move on to the existing employees. Often, managers and business owners are quite reactive when it comes to training. They wait for employees to request training, or they happen to come across a training program that sounds good and tell employees to take it. But it's better to have a more systematic approach and create an individual training plan for each employee. Here's how. Step 1. Take a skills inventory. Start by assessing the employee's current skills compared with what's necessary for their job. If a proper job description was created when the employee was hired, there should be a clear idea of what's required for the role. Consider, how does the employee measure up? What are their strengths and weaknesses? Where do they need to improve? When evaluating their performance, either formally or informally, where have they been doing well and where do they need more help? We're talking about personal skills here, like time management and presentation skills, as well as a mastery of software, processes, and other tasks necessary for performing their job. For people who manage other employees or need to do so in the future, you'll also need to evaluate their management skills. Then step 2, examine the needs of the business. Although the specific needs of an employee's job are important, it's also worth going beyond that and thinking about the needs of the business as a whole. Do they have any skill gaps overall? Are there any extra functions that you'd like this employee to take on in the future, for which he or she will need training? And what about trends within the industry? Is there any new technology that the person should be trained in? New management trends or business practices that you want them to understand? Step 3, take the employee's input. Sometimes staff members will have clear ideas about what they want to learn. Perhaps they've heard about a new technology that they want to master. Maybe they want to move into a more senior role and want to acquire management skills. An important part of creating a training plan is to encourage the employee to suggest training they'd be interested in. As long as it's relevant to the job and within the business's budget, try to accommodate these requests wherever possible. And step 4, craft a plan together. Now that you've gathered all this information, sit down with the employee and craft a training plan together. This is something that should be done regularly, at least once a year, or perhaps more frequently. Plan out the skills you want to focus on in the year ahead. When you've settled on the skills, then decide how they'll be acquired. Some of this will be based on the budget, and some will be based on the employee's preferences and learning style. Everyone has their own way of learning. One common framework is to break learners into 3 groups. Visual learners, those who respond best to pictures, videos, diagrams, and text. They need to see something in order to remember it. Auditory learners, they learn by listening. So a lecture or other audio format would work well for them. Kinesthetic learners, they prefer to learn by doing. They want to get plenty of hands-on practice, and it's through the experience, not the theory, that they learn best. The basic idea to remember is that everyone learns differently. So try to get to know what kind of training would be best for each individual and arrange training options on that basis. Time to move on to employee recognition. Recognizing the hard work and achievements of employees has proven to be an effective long-term motivator. It helps maintain morale within the workplace and boost productivity. The challenge many small businesses face is finding ways to recognize stellar employees' work without going over budget. Here are some ideas with small business in mind. They do not cost much for the most part, but in the eyes of team members, they can seem like big rewards. Promote in the news. If a member of staff has done something incredible and achieved something that needs shouting about, contact the local press. See if the story could be published in a local newspaper. The achievement doesn't necessarily have to be work-related. It could be a great fundraising effort or personal sporting achievement. give a paid day off. Who's going to turn down an extra paid day off? Not many. Offering the best performing employee a free day off is an effective incentive to help reward outstanding work. Throw a pizza party. Celebrate staff and team achievements by ordering some pizzas. Pick the best pizza place in town. Don't forget to add beverages, a crispy salad, and cookies for dessert. Throwing a pizza party in the office is a fun recognition and perfect to reward the entire team. Keep it as a rare treat. The calories will be worth it. Give out gas cards. Reward an outstanding employee's efforts by paying for their travel commuting expenses for a whole month. Write a simple thank you note. Sometimes a simple thank you is one of the best employee reward programs in a small business. For employees who have been going that extra mile and showing dedication, innovation, and great team spirit, meet them in kind. Go that extra step and show your appreciation and gratitude. Rather than just sending your thanks on an email, go a little bit further. Send a note to their home address. They won't be expecting it, and it will make them smile. Give a special gift. Presenting a well-performing team member with a special gift is a memorable way to show your appreciation. From a bottle of wine to a pencil porcupine, there are plenty of great gift ideas that would leave your stellar employee beaming with pride. Offer flex time. Research shows that offering flexible working conditions can make staff happier and more productive. Reward hardworking members of the staff by giving them the opportunity to work flexible hours. Consider the prospect of working from home, too. It doesn't need to be every day, but just Fridays, perhaps, or Wednesdays. This may not be practical right now, given the circumstances, but it is something that may be of help in the future. Create a wall of fame. Dedicate a section of the office to being a wall of fame. Each month or each week, crown the employee who has outperformed his or her colleagues with the wall of fame title. Place a photo of this employee on the wall, accompanied by a message of gratitude. Give them a promotion. There's nothing quite as effective in recognizing, appreciating, and rewarding great work as offering a promotion. Ensuring there are career progression opportunities for members of staff is a key way to attract and retain talent in your workforce. Knowing a promotion could be in the pipeline is an effective way to keep staff on their toes. The last important task of human resources that Susan Post lists is employee benefits. The question is, how does a small business compete with its larger counterparts when it comes to employee benefits? Just because a small business has a smaller payroll and fewer flashy resources than bigger companies, it doesn't necessarily mean that they can't offer competitive benefits. Instead, they can turn the business's size into a strength and offer benefits that will keep their employees happy. Don't skimp on paid time off. Tempting as it may be for the small growing business to squeeze every minute it can from its employees, they should resist the urge. Skimping on paid time off is penny wise and pound foolish. Listen to your employees. A small company has one substantial and irrefutable advantage when it comes to keeping employees happy. Employee perspectives are easy to find. The business owner and all the decision makers at the company should get to know all of their employees. Take the opportunity to listen and better understand their needs and desires. Consider their requests and opinions when it comes to employee policies. Be they ditching the company picnic in favor of an outing to the ballpark or tweaking the vacation policies. By giving employees a voice, the business will likely keep them more satisfied than a large organization can. Consider unconventional perks and benefits. A small company may not be able to match large companies that can indiscriminately boost salaries to recruit and retain workers, but it might be able to provide its workers with benefits that won't cost the company much money, and simultaneously give the workers attractive perks that its competitor may not be offering. One way would be to give an employee the option of 4-day work weeks. Instead of 5 8-hour days, let them work over the course of 4 10-hour days. Many workers would love an extra day during the week to run errands, take care of family, or simply relax. It could cut their commuting costs, a nice perk, while reducing pressure on the business to increase vacation time. Similarly, depending on the type of business and the remote work capabilities, be creative with the telework policies even after COVID-19. Many businesses have transitioned to remote work during the pandemic, and some big tech firms are letting employees work from home indefinitely. This can extend beyond letting employees work occasionally or even frequently from home. If there is a valued employee who needs to follow a spouse or significant other to another city because of job or family needs, but would like to continue working for your company, why not try to make it work? The business can retain experienced workers and send a signal that the company values its employees. Although I provided a framework of what HR is and how it can help the small business, there is still a lot more information out there. Considering bad human resources could stifle growth and potentially even doom your business, it behooves all small business owners to learn as much as they can. There are plenty of places where you can continue your education. The Small Business Association, the SBA, they have free courses on human resources. They have a guide to hiring and managing employees, and they have a guide to compliance. The Society for Human Resources Management, this is the world's largest professional HR society, representing over 300,000 members in 165 countries. There is HR.com, a website with access to free HR educational tools and resources. Then there is HR360.com, an online guide to the world of human resources. And of course, there's a U.S. Department of Labor website, which is a resource for all your HR compliance-related questions. If you don't already have an HR person or department, think about setting up human resources for your small business. Human resources is a large and complicated job, but at the end of the day, it is important to remember that you're working with other people. If human resources seems complex, it is because humans are complex. Always strive to treat your employees with dignity and respect, because that is how you would want to be treated if you were them. People quit their jobs every day because they don't like some aspect of their company's HR, whether it's poor communication, limited growth opportunities, or bad benefits. By instituting good HR practices, you not only bolster your business's chances of success, but you create a workplace that your employees enjoy coming to every day. For more information on HR, here are some articles you may want to read. At Gallup.com, State of the American Workplace. At CareerBuilder.com, 75% of employers have hired the wrong person. Here's how to prevent that. And SHRM, SHRM.org. Don't underestimate the importance of good onboarding. That's all the time I have for today. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's a topic you would like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have some comments about this or past shows, you may email me at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They have been doing this for over 50 years. Because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they are able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information about how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit OceanCounty.score.org. OceanCounty.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. Score Business Points is a production of the Ocean County Chapter of SCORE at 91.9 WBNJ.